Let it be said of us that we live to be a blessing for life.
Welcome to the Before You Go Morning Show. A great day begins with good coffee, music, and encouragement. Our host, Pastor Tom Cox, shares down-to-earth insight into life's issues through the wisdom of the Bible. This broadcast is brought to you by New Song Church, a place to be loved, encouraged, and taught the Word of God.
Good morning. Pastor Cox coming to you again from New Song Church. We thank you for listening to us this Sunday morning. Hope you've had a good week. We just believe that the Lord has ministered to you again this week and has shown you, give you revelation, and caused you to have favor with whom you have to do. You know, the favor of God has always been upon us since salvation, and a lot of times we don't recognize that, and that's what we're talking about. We talked about that last week a little bit, and we're going to try to talk about that again this week, is knowing the things that God has for us. And sometimes, like I said last week, sometimes we're not aware of what God does for us and keeps us from the dangers and the perils of life itself because of the traps that the enemy has set for us. You don't know how many times that God has kept a mosquito from biting you, which would have turned into bird flu. And you say, well, I watch myself. There's no way in the world you can stop that if God didn't intervene for you and keep that stuff from happening to you. What mosquito do you know has got it? You don't know. And they're all around. And so, you know, all the diseases that could come along and people just all of a sudden they break down, they're sick. Well, it's not that God don't love them. It's that they open themselves up for that through one avenue or another. And that's what happens. And they don't have any way to fight the devil and stand against him. They don't know the Word of God. And that's the only thing that will stop the devil, except God's grace operating in your life. But the only thing really that you can do is speak the word over yourself and walk in your salvation, the fivefold salvation that God's given you. Healing, deliverance, salvation, kept safe, forgiveness of sin, those kind of things. You know, God he's a good father, and he loves us, and he's given us this thing called salvation for the benefit of being joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's just who he is. That's what God says, and that's what he does. You know, last week when we got off, we talked about the bad things that happened to us. And bad things happen to good people. I'm going to have to say that, and you know it's true. Bad things do happen to good people sometimes. And you know, some people, they don't live their full time out. God has promised us 70 years in Psalm chapter 90 and verse 10. He's given us 90 years, that for all the days of our life shall be 70. That's 70. Everybody can have that if that's a promise, but you have to learn to believe that promise. Now, in Ephesians, the second chapter, and verse 8 and 9, and you're going to hear us talk about that a lot, and it's simply this: for by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Because if we boasted in our, well, we have a part to play in our salvation. Honey, it's not about passing 3,000 tracts out a week. It's not about praying 4 hours a day. It's not about doing all that stuff. He has saved you not because the works that you've done. He saved you because he called you into salvation, and it's not God's will in 2 Peter 3 that anybody should perish. And we're going to talk more about that here in a little bit. But I want to tell you that, you know, God, if God had his way about it, there wouldn't be any lost people. But he's given us a free moral choice to do that. And if we don't choose the right things, we're going to be in a trick. We're going to bring upon ourselves a damnation which God never intended for us to be part of. His will for our life did not facilitate. It never came to pass because we wouldn't respond to the beckoning call of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God. So we still have a part to play in believing and receiving. God gave us the faith to believe in the first place, not of works, lest any man should boast. He gave us the faith to believe that Jesus was who he said he was, that who God said he was. You couldn't know that, and he had to give you the faith to believe for that. Now, his grace was imparted to you in the sense that the Holy Spirit came to you and began to reveal to you about salvation, and you heard the gospel, and all of a sudden you were convicted of who Jesus Christ was in your life, and the salvation that he wanted to give you. And you know, we had an experience before the Lord. We had a heartfelt experience, and God brought us into salvation. And that's the thing that I want all of us to be aware of. The part we have to play is to believe God and receive salvation. We believe that Jesus is who he said he was. Romans 10 says that, and Acts 16:31 said the same thing. Just believe and receive. That's all you need to do. So now, Hebrews 11:6, you have to lose your faith in that. So now faith is the substance of Hebrews 11:1, but in Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please him. You can't even get a promise, receive a promise of God, unless you have the faith to receive the promise that he's given us. That's what I want you to see here. And in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, in verse 16, he said this. He said, therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You have to come boldly into God's presence. He don't want you to come crawling around on like an old worm into his presence. He wants you to come boldly as a son of God or as a daughter of God into his presence, not putting demands on him, but saying, Father, you promised me this, and I'm ready to receive the promise that you give me. If you know that promise belongs to you. And the Bible said all the promises of God are yes and amen. If you ask again, yes, he'll give it to you. Amen, you can have it. He don't care if you have it. He loves you. But it's got to be within reason. It's got to be part of God's plan for your life. How do you know what that is? Well, you have to find out. You've got to get before God, and you have to find out what his plan for your life is. You know, Titus 2:11 said, salvation, the grace of God that brings salvation, has appeared to every man or every person. It will appear to everybody. Now, will some of them when they come before the presence of the Lord, will they say, well, God, I didn't know? No, you're not going to say that, because he's going to say to you that I offered you salvation by way of the Holy Spirit. I sent somebody to witness to you. I sent somebody to minister to you. And you turned around. You turned aside. The guy that worked with you on the line, the guy that worked with you in the workplace, the lady that down the street that was a cashier, she shared some things with you, the gospel. And you wouldn't have any part of it. No, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want right now. I want to go just live my own life. And maybe one of these days I'll get saved. Maybe one of these days I'll come to church. It's not about coming to church. It's about making Jesus Christ Lord of your life. And that's where this whole thing lies. And you know, I told you a while ago that it's not God's will for anybody to go to hell. 2 Peter 3:9 said it's not his will for any to perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is, come to the place in their life that they could say, you know, I believe that God wants to save me, and I don't need to go to hell. I don't need to spend eternity apart from God, because he's offered me salvation. And that's just part of God's plan. In Jeremiah 29:11, he said that. I know the plans, he said, that I have for you, to do you good and not evil, to bring you to an expected end, and to give you hope. That's God's plan for your life, is to give you to stir up in you the kind of hope that it takes for you to be able to facilitate God's will and to work his plan on the earth as a person that God has chosen to save, and release his plan too, so that you can do what God has said. We're co-workers. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says that we are co-workers with Jesus Christ. Not we work apart from him. We are co-workers with him. That means you have to understand the direction by the Holy Spirit in your life and which direction to go. You know, Acts 10:34, again, God helps everybody. It's not that he just helps one or two, because Acts 10:34 said he's no respecter of persons. God is absolutely not a respecter of persons. He'll do the same thing for anybody. Romans 2:11 said that. He'll do the same thing for you that he does for anybody else. Now, salvation can be had by all, but it probably won't, because all will not pursue the kingdom of God. All will probably not seek what the Lord has for them. Now, we need to see God not as an adversary, my friend, but as somebody who has a will to be done through us, and we need God. How do we fit in that plan? I know that you want to use me because you want to use everybody, because you have a plan for their lives. And if I don't know how to do that, I need to get in the presence of God. My friend, we have to know how to be led by the Holy Spirit. And that only comes through spending time with the Father. So if I ask you a question today, how much time did you spend in the presence of the Father in comparison to what else you've done throughout this day? I'm going to have to say not very long. Well, no wonder things aren't going well for you. You need to spend time with the Father. You need to spend time in the presence of God to know that He cares about you and know that He's trying to give you direction in your life to take you somewhere so that you make a difference in somebody's life. You know, that's the thing that we need to see. God, how do I fit in your will? Give me some direction here. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. I need to tell you a little story. The assistant pastor and myself, we were praying. Well, we pray Saturday morning. Sometimes we don't get to, but sometimes we normally set Saturday morning aside to be able to pray in our church for all the pastors in town and all the people that speak the word of God and for the government and leaders in our city here, city government, all that. So we pray for that. And so he said, well, do you want to go see anybody? I said, yeah, I do. I said, but let me pray about it and see what the Lord has to say. So this was Friday night. And so on a Friday night, I prayed and asked the Lord, and I got one name. And the Lord gave me a name, and so I asked him, I said, well, can I go see this and that one? And I couldn't get a release on it. So I said, well, okay. So I told him the next morning. I picked him up next morning, Saturday morning, taking him to church or taking him to go pray. And he asked me about that. He said, Pastor, he said, did you pray about that? I said, yes, I did. He said, what'd you get? Well, I just got one name. I said, it keeps coming up all the time. I said, and so after we pray, I'm going to call them. And I said, usually they don't answer. Sometimes they don't answer. And if they don't, well, we'll go see somebody else. So I called, and the lady picked up the phone. And I said, this is Pastor Tom. And I said, I just need to tell you that I've been praying about you, or I've been praying, and the Lord said, I need to come and see you. She said, that's right. She said, I told the Lord, God, I need to talk to him, and you need to send him by my house. If he's listening, you tell him to come to my house. And, you know, you talk about getting excited about that, to know that she heard God, that she asked God, and God fulfilled her prayer. And not only that, I'm asking the Lord, God, where do I go? And he told me where to go. Just her name, that's the only name I got. So those are the things that's exciting about listening to the Lord, because he cares about us that much that he'll give you a name, he'll do something for you, and tell you what to do, where to go, what to buy, what not to buy, because he's interested in our lives. And that's the thing that we need to see. God loves us that much that he's willing to take an interest in our everyday life. He's willing to take as much of an interest as we'll give him. As much as we want to get him involved in our lives, that's what he'll do. You know, you have to desire his will. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you've received God, received it, and then God will give it to you. But he's just waiting for you to ask him. Why, he wants you to have it. He absolutely wants you to have the things that you need in this hour. And what do they amount to? Well, I don't know. What's your desires? And you know, God is willing to meet your desire and give you the things that bless you. God wants to bless us because he's already poured out blessings on us, Ephesians chapter 1. But if we don't know how to get those blessings, my friend, we're not going to end up with them, and we're going to end up on the short end of the stick. So what I'm saying is spend time in the presence of the Lord. Come into his presence and tell him, Father, I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus, that name above every name. And that will open the door to the heart of the Father, and he'll just sit down and say to you, well, you come right in here, sit down, let's talk, or let me take the time to spend with you and give you some direction and tell you what I want for your life this day. The Bible says that the steps in Psalm 37, the steps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by the Lord. Now, the Bible doesn't speak in gender. When he says man, he's not talking about man. He's talking about mankind, not just a man. So those are the things that I want to get across to you today. Well, I'm going to have to get off, and we'll have to talk about this again. God bless. Have a good week.
We thank you for joining us for today's Before You Go morning show. We hope that you were touched by today's conversation. If you have any questions or would like more information about this broadcast or New Song Church, call us at 812-754-1777 or connect with us on the web at www.newsongchurchscottsburg.com.